fun tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, your first act coming to stage, or at least the dance floor, is a very funny guy.
Spare no expense here, it's free.
He's a very funny guy. You've probably heard him on the radio. He does a radio station in Medford, and it's, what is it?
WMFO, time travel.
WMFO.
Wow, thanks for that crappy introduction.
Finders, keepers, losers weep. Down on 42nd Street, all barefoot children crying, my oh my. I watched you on the avenue while other men were having you. I think that you should let your cage bird fly and kiss your past goodbye. Kiss your past goodbye. Kiss your past goodbye. Yeah. Kiss your past goodbye. I've been so lost, I must confess, I had my share of loneliness. But yeah, it's hard to keep a good man down. Lost, we're all in vain. The past lives on inside your brain. I don't think you need those memories hanging round. Your broken heart, it needs a fix. You're feeding off a high that would not last. And people, they don't seem to care. And sorry just don't cut it, yeah. It seems to me you're getting nowhere fast. So kiss your past. Or kiss your ass!
Starting off in 1997 with Kiss Your Past Goodbye by Aerosmith, we are doing 1997 through 2021 today in honor of my 50th birthday. Before that, a crappy introduction from some comic who probably did it for about 3 months and thought he was the cat's ass and then disappeared. Time travels here with you until 7 p.m. Here's Lenny. Not Squiggy and Lenny, but Lenny. She kicked me in the Kravitz. That's Fly Away by Lenny Kick Me in the Kravitz. And before that, Aerosmith. Picked those two because why not? Aerosmith used to play New Year's Eve in Boston years ago, and then they moved to Worcester. And then they just stopped doing it. And then Steven Tyler like showed up on the top of Fenway on a piano one night. He was having a concert. He just didn't randomly show up. And then Lenny Kravitz, I picked that from 98 because that was one of the car. That was one of the CDs in my car when I crashed my car in 1998. Somebody, a drunk driver, smashed me from behind on December 15th, 1998. That little prick. He's still alive. I can't even believe it. I can't even believe I'm still alive. Anyway, 1999 coming up next. Time travel. I'm still here. We'll be right back. From the Donkey Kong 64 soundtrack, Minecart, from Donkey Kong 64 here on Time Travel. I remember that 64 came out in 1999. I bought myself this giant Toshiba from Costco. It was like $1,200. And I got it home and I was playing that, and I was playing GoldenEye with my friends. And I thought that thing was just amazing. You know, we had the Atari. We did an Atari last week. We did the Pac-Man Fever, the arcade, and the Atari. I talked a little bit about that and the Nintendo console. But, man, when that N64 came out, that was something brand new. And they had that Donkey Konga where you could play the drums of the donkeys in the jungle. That was pretty cool. There's nothing like We Will Rock You done by a monkey. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Earle. It is 50 years, 1971 to 2021, and it's so big, it's going to take up at least two shows, maybe even three. I haven't decided what that third show is going to be yet, but you're getting at least two out of me. Because it's my birthday, and I'm 50, and I do this every year, but this is a big one. So it's got to be big. It's got to be big. It's got to be larger than life. It's got to be something that everyone can enjoy. Boys and girls and... what is that? Time Travel's here with you until 7. Coming up next is the year 2000, and I picked this one.
A worried man with a worried mind. No one in front of me and nothing behind. There's a woman on my lap and she's drinking champagne. Got white skin, got assassin's eyes. I'm looking up into the sapphire tinted skies. I'm well dressed, waiting on the last train. Standing on the gallows with my head in the news. Any minute now.
now I'm expecting all hell to break loose. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. This place ain't doing me any good. I'm in the wrong town, I should be in Hollywood. Just for a second there I thought I saw something move. Gonna take dancing lessons, do the jitterbug rag. Ain't no shortcuts, gonna dress in drag. Only a fool here would think he's got anything to prove. A lot of water under the bridge, a lot of other stuff too. Don't get up, gentlemen, I'm only passing through. People are crazy, times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Been walking 40 miles a bad road. If the Bible is right, the world will explode. I've been trying to get as far away from myself as I can. Some things are too hot to touch. The human mind can only stand so much. You can't win with the losing hand. Feel like falling in love with the first woman I meet. Putting her in a wheelbarrow and wheeling her down the street. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed. Just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in the lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Bob Dylan here on Time Travel from the Wonder Boys soundtrack. He won an Oscar for that song. I loved that movie. It was a great movie. It had Iron Man in there and Tobey Maguire and Frances McDormand and before she was crazy and Michael Douglas before he was old. And now that's a long time ago. That was 21 years ago now, that movie. 2001's next, and most of you are thinking, well, he's going to play something about 9/11. But no, you know what happened in 2001, Tenacious D.
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said, "Play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul." Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, "Okay." And we played the first thing that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best song in the world. It was the best song in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see. One and one make two, two and one make three. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow and the grass doth grow. Needless to say, the beast was stunned. A whip crack went his rumpet tail, and the beast was done. He asked us, "Be you angels?" And we said, "Nay, we are but men." And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song.
This is just a tribute. You gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I'm so surprised to find you can't stop here. A fire in the air, rich motherfucker, come on, fix it.
Tenacious D here on Time Travel. 2002, Capricornia came out from Midnight Oil.
All the news will travel slowly over broken glass. And I bet you heard that story under the overpass. Got no time for something you'll never get back. If you're feeling cold and lonely under the overpass, hallelujah. Dengar the night. Snakes can crawl under desert sunlight. I wish and I hope someone's there to drink from the soak in the town. Travel slowly over broken glass. Time and again, you're gonna hear that story under the overpass. Got no time to weep for something you can never get back. If you're
one of the greatest Australian bands of all time, if not the best, it is arguable, but Midnight Oil certainly can throw their hat into the ring for that one. From Capricornia, my favorite Midnight Oil album. They finally started recording again, and unfortunately Bones Hillman passed away last year, but they managed to get one more album out there, and it was a pretty minor hit there in Australia, not so much over here in America, but that's because we're way behind in the times, I think. The world needs Midnight Oil more than ever. And they went on tour a couple of years ago, and man, was it great. Anyway, fantastic band. Next coming up is 2003. Around 2003, things were pretty rough here in the old US of A. We went into invaded Afghanistan, and we had all that stuff going on after 9/11. It was just kind of a mess. So it was always nice to hear once again from Weird Al, who had some tragedy of his own. But he came out with a pretty good album in 2003, and this is one of the songs from it.
Extra cheese. Save a piece for me.
Pizza party at your house. I went just to check it out. 19 extra larges. What a shame. No one came. Just us. Eating all alone. You said take the pizza home. No sense letting all this go to waste. So then I faced pizza all day and every day. This cheese round the clock is getting me blocked, and I sure don't care for irregularity. Tell me, why'd you have to go and make me so constipated? 'Cause right now my bowels evacuated. In the bathroom I sit and I wait and I strain and I sweat and I clench and I feel the pain. Oh, take laxatives or have my colon irrigated. No, no, no. I was feeling pretty down till my girlfriend came around. We're just so alike in every way, I gotta say. In fact, I just thought I might pop the question there that night. I was kissing her so tenderly, but woe is me. Who would have guessed her family crest? I'd suddenly spy tattooed on her thigh, and son of a gun, it's just like the one on me. Tell me, how was I supposed to know we were both related? Believe me, if I knew she was my cousin, we never would have dated. With 11 toes and move to Alabama where that kind of thing is tolerated. No, 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 no. I had so much on my mind, I thought maybe I'd unwind, try out that new roller coaster ride. And the guide said not to stand, but that's a demand that I couldn't meet. I got on my feet and stood up instead and knocked off my head. You see, tell me, why'd I have to go and get myself decapitated? This really is a major inconvenience, oh man, I really hate it. Such a drag now, can't eat, I can't breathe, I can't snore, I can't belch or yodel.
From the album Poodle Hat, that is Weird Al Yankovic with Avril Lavigne's song, covering Avril Lavigne's song, parody of Complicated by Avril Lavigne, called A Complicated Song. And I mentioned Weird Al had some tragedy in his life. A little later in 2004, he lost both parents to carbon monoxide poisoning. Just crazy, losing both at once. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Just horrible. And he decided to take some time off from doing his parodies and touring, and luckily he came back around again. But for a while, Weird Al thought nothing was funny, and I can sympathize with that. I've had a couple of times in my life, and I've said, you know what, I'm not going to do any comedy anymore when it's not funny anymore, and it's painful. And I did that for a little while, and luckily that time has passed. I will be coming back, and I will be doing shows, and I will be doing a lot of things in the next rounds over the next few years here. I don't know how much longer I will be doing time travel with Chris Earl. In fact, next week is most likely my last show. However, I want to finish this show. It is a celebration of 50. It has been 13 years I've been on WMFO. And these are some of the songs that I picked. One a year. One a year for celebration of each birthday and each year on Earth here. We're up to 2004, and this band came out of Las Vegas. And I remember not necessarily hearing them in 2004. I do remember hearing the song, actually. But it wasn't until 2005 when I went over to do shows in Scotland. And I saw on buildings graffiti from The Killers, "I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier." And I thought, wow, that's pretty wild. And they loved The Killers there, and it was just a great band. It just reminded me of an 80s band, and they just blew up more overseas than they did here. They blew up here too, and they were a pretty big band. I have to give them credit for that. But what a great band. And I love all the Christmas music. They did a single every year up until a couple of years ago. They stopped doing them, but they ended up releasing a single a year. And What a fantastic band. I noticed everything's great and fantastic and cool. I like to say those adjectives. I got to learn a few more adjectives in the next 50 years. But everybody, they say talk down like it's a second grade education to everyone. So I'm assuming you're all in second grade. I could use big terms like absol-doozy-tastic, fend-a-ba-dozy-tastic, but no, you're going to get great, you're going to get cool, and you're going to get fantastic. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m., as far as I know. I might just stop right now. No, I'm going to keep going. The Killers. Five is next on Time Travel. It's a song a year from 1971 to 2021. We are doing 96 to 2021 today. We'll be right back.
insane in a perfect situation. I let love down the drain. There's the pitch, slow and straight. All I have to do is swing and I'm a hero. But I'm a zero. Hungry nights once again. Now it's getting unbelievable. 'Cause I could not have it better. But I just can't get no play from the girls all around as they search the night for someone to hold on to. I just pass through.
Goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The late, great Johnny Cash from 2006 here on Time Travel. And before that was Weezer with Perfect Situation. Great video, and also that one, God's Gonna Cut You Down. Really cool video, and has like all these people show up in it that are Johnny Cash fans and a lot of superstars. Pretty neat video if you want to check that one out. Coming up next is 2007. I was doing quite a lot of comedy in 2007. This is from an open mic night that I hosted, so you can get a little taste of what an open mic was like back in 2007 above an ice rink. This is from Lou's Place in Tewksbury. This is myself with Ricky C doing a little introduction here. And there's a couple of other people in the background that were regulars here on the show chiming in as I try to wander through a little set. And I have a bit of a song at the end, I believe. Let's hear it. 2007 here on Time Travel.
All right. Anybody ready for some comedy? Very good, very good. It's my pleasure to introduce you to your host. He's been everywhere. Everywhere. Just ask my wife. Kidding. Let's hear it for your host for the evening, the fabulous Mr. Chris Earle.
Rick Cormier, God's gift to blind people. Right there, Rick Cormier. Before the show, Rick said, can I borrow $5? I said, what do you need to borrow $5 for? He says, I'm a little short.
Give us some back.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm already drunk. How's everybody doing? And the IDs of March today, the IDs of March. And you know what that means? I'm 35 years old. Why the f*** are they carding me at Lou's Place? The ID's in March. There's going to be plenty more of these tonight. Good news is I've already been carded. The bad news is we're going to stab somebody to death by the end of the night tonight. Here are the ID's of March. Oh, so it's nice to be here. Great to be seen. Let me ask you this. You ever get done masturbating and think, I really could have done a better job? I was copying some stuff this week. This is dumb, but I was in copying mode. This girl comes to the door. I look at her and she looks at me. I'm like, hi. She goes, oh, I just need to grab something for a minute. I go, sure. She walks right around me, gets some copies, and walks away. But for about 2 seconds in my mind, I had a great porno movie. It was nice. Started a new sales job this week, too. New sales job. I was excited because I took my first 3 new orders. Stop calling me each and go f*** myself. So what else happened this week to anybody? Anybody got any good news out there? Any good news?
Scott's birthday.
Scott's birthday. No
s***.
Yes. Nice. Scott is a Pisces.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah. You know, I usually shout out the first thing that comes to mind. I'm usually wrong. So this time I don't have a joke there because I'm right. So I don't look stupid like I normally do. Happy birthday, Scott.
Thanks, sir.
Happy birthday. You know who you share your birthday with? Let me think. Bon Jovi? Bon Jovi? John Bon Jovi, yeah.
He was on the second.
Second, was he?
I saw a porn star, Eva Angelina, saw it on MySpace.
Oh, no, that's the girl on the Desperate Housewives, isn't it? Eva Angelina?
That's Longoria.
Oh, that's Longoria. I don't know. I don't know my porn stars like Scott Lombardo knows his porn stars.
Bon Jovi. I have over 300 of them in MySpace.
Bon Jovi. It's true. I went to Scott's MySpace page, and like my p***s just pulsated just a little bit as soon as I went on there. And it wasn't the picture of Scott. It was the 300 porn stars that he had on there. It was pretty neat. Bon Jovi, I think he's like 48 years old, I think it was. Oh, he's halfway there. Oh, apply for Medicare. He uses a walker as he climbs his stairs. Oh, apply for Medicare. Aquanet made him lose his hair. Oh, apply for Medicare. Apply for Medicare. Happy birthday, Johnny. Nice warm weather. Very nice, very nice. As opposed to the 14 degree room we were in last week here, Lou's place. And for some reason, it's clean, which kind of makes it less funny this week, because I don't really have any jokes. I'm like, hey, look at this shithole, and it's like, holy shit, it's clean. What can I do? Are the bathrooms still cold, though?
Yeah.
Coldest bathrooms here. The good news is it's the second best comedy show above the ice rink in Tewksbury, according to the amazing Dorothy Dwyer, who we will see later on tonight. Final cookie in the jar, as they say, with all these other guys beforehand. Where are all the ladies tonight? Where are our lady comic friends tonight, Dorothy? You're on your own tonight, it looks like.
I think there was a sale at Kohl's.
There was a sale at Kohl's today? Yeah.
It's Thursday. Yeah.
It's Thursday. They got the flyers in the mail today for $5 off. You get it every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday in the mailbox.
Yeah, but Thursday's the big one.
Thursday's the big one.
Yeah.
$5.50 off. Dave, you got any new clothes lately? Get a new jacket or anything? Nah. The answer's no. Let's do a song. what's his name died this week? A lot of people dying. Richard Jenny died, suicide. Very sad.
Richard Jenny?
Yeah, Richard Jenny, comic
me?
Richard Jenny.
Yeah, no
yeah.
way.
Yeah? Yeah. I don't really want to talk about him, though. What I want to talk about is Brad Delp from Boston. Originally, they said he had a heart attack or something. Then they found out it was a suicide. So I decided to write a song for Brad Delp.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy it. I woke up this morning and hated myself. Turned on some gas stoves to start my day. I lost myself in a poisonous cloud. I closed my eyes and I slipped away. I've lost all my feeling, lost all my feeling, as I turn myself into a hot dog today. I begin choking, till I feel all my blood drain away. I feel my pulse rate slipping away. So many people have come and gone. I figure why not just add one more? I light some charcoal as I smolder on, as dead as Caesar on the Ides of March. I'm slipping away. I've lost all my feeling as I turn myself into a hamburger today. I'm vegan choking as all my blood drains away. Lost all my feelings as I feel my pulse rate slipping away. I begin grilling. I'm a hot dog in a bun today. For Brad Delp, our friend Brad Delp, very, very sad, committed suicide. But you know what? What the f***, Brad, we liked you. What are you doing killing yourself? Let's start the show. Too soon. Come on. Well, everybody, here's a song about Richard Jenny.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're here in 2007.
Like some forgotten dreams, seems that all I really was doing was waiting for you. Just like little girls and boys playing with their little toys, seems like all they really were doing was waiting for a love. Don't need to be alone. No need to be alone. It's real love. Yes, it's real love. Oh, it's real love. Yes, it's real love. It's real love. Oh, it's real love. Yes, it's real.